Lainey Philobus, would you come and boast in your Savior?
Good morning. My name is Lainey Philobus. When I was 4 years old, I said a prayer with my parents. I understood the gospel in an intellectual way, and I believed in God. But even after that night, and with the ability to articulate the gospel, I was still dead in my trespasses and sins. That's found in Ephesians 2:1. I was very concerned with and focused on pleasing my parents, my teachers, and my pastors at church, but I was not as concerned with pleasing God. My heart was rebellious, stubborn, and disobedient, and it was deceitful and desperately sick, found in Jeremiah 17:9. I let anger and bitterness over sins committed against me take over. I claimed to be a Christian, but that was based on a prayer I said when I was 4. There was no change in my life, no fruit of the Spirit displayed, and my desires all stayed the same. I was baptized at age 8 because my friends were getting baptized. It was the next step I was supposed to take, and I was embarrassed that I wasn't allowed to take communion without being baptized. Again, my deceitful heart was able to articulate the gospel to my parents and my pastors, but it still had not changed me. Sometime when I was a teenager, God was gracious to show me my sin and make me broken over it. I don't know when this happened exactly, which is really humbling to admit, but I do know that God has saved me. When I was weak, ungodly, and an enemy of God, he loved me and died for me. That's found in Romans 5:8 through 10. The infallible word of God says my iniquities made a separation between him and me, found in Isaiah 59:2. Psalm 99 talks all about the holiness of God, and that's a characteristic found throughout the whole Bible. His law, which I am wholly unable to keep on my own, showed me that I was a disobedient and unholy sinner. And that's found in 1 Timothy 1:9. In this great separation, Jesus lavished his grace on me in love with redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of my sins. And that's found in Ephesians 1, 7, and 8. In saving me, God has called me to good works, and I'm now a slave of God, found in 2 Corinthians 6:4. He predestined me to be conformed to the image of Jesus, and I have been called, justified, and glorified, found in Romans 8:29 through 30. God has saved me not by any of my own works, but as a free gift. I am now to do the good works that God has prepared for me, found in Ephesians 2:8 through 10. I have new desires now, and I'm a new creature. That's found in 2 Corinthians 5:17. I love to go to the Word of God and meet with the God of the Word. He has so kindly given me joy when I'm here at Grace Bible Church, and he gently convicts me of my sins. My salvation is not based on feelings or emotions, but God gives me so much peace and contentment when I trust and obey him. Jesus has completely changed me, and I want to tell everyone about his grace, kindness, and mercy in my life and obey him in baptism.
Based on your profession of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Son, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.